Hornets fans are getting the party started early for the NBA team's opening game on Wednesday.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to BuzzFest. Are you guys
the fan festival to- began yesterday and continues today at the Charlotte Convention Center. It celebrates the return of a brand many in Charlotte are still obsessed with, even though the original Hornets left town in 2002. Debbie Evering was at BuzzFest with her family.
We never thought that the day would come that the Hornets would be back. So it's just amazing. And everyone's excited, and so are we.
I love the colors, too. Purple, teal. That's pretty cool.
Charlotte's second NBA team, the Bobcats, decided to bring back the Hornets name and those iconic colors. Chief Marketing Officer Pete Guelli joined us to discuss the transformation.
There's just an incredible amount of anticipation, Duncan. I mean, it's really been almost a two-year process from when we found out the name was going to be available, and we started to do our research, and we made the decision, and we started all the planning and execution to when we actually take the court on October 29th. So there's been a huge buildup here internally. People are very, very excited about opening night.
How are the numbers working out? Has it translated to record ticket sales and jersey sales? I know the first few days when you sold the Hornets merchandise, it was gangbusters in the store.
Yeah, it really has. You know, right now we're second in the entire NBA in new season ticket sales for this coming season, which is amazing because we're second only to Cleveland. And I think we all know why Cleveland's numbers jump so dramatically.
Right.
But typically when you see these kind of changes, it's because of a major player acquisition. You know, we had a great run last year as a team, but a lot of this is attributed to the rebranding of the organization to the Hornets. So that's been big for us. And on the merchandise side, I mean, our numbers were up dramatically over last year. Year over year, we're up 77% in merchandise sales, which is a massive leap, and we're seeing no indications that that's going to slow down this year.
Well, speaking of, now Cleveland, but LeBron James, obviously the reason that their ticket sales have gone up. Last year, we made it to the playoffs, and we were swept by James's team, the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
This year, what are the expectations going in, and how important is it to start off the new name for the franchise with a strong season?
Well, you know, we have a tremendous front office and a great coach, and Coach Clifford, he did an amazing job with our team last year, and obviously we've had some acquisitions off the court, so we're anticipating that we're going to continue to improve. I mean, Coach always talks about taking the next step, and making the playoffs was a big step for our organization, but, you know, we want to build on that this year. So there's high expectations around this team. I think right now Coach's his big concern is making sure the guys are healthy and we're ready to go on opening night. And we do want to put our best foot forward on Wednesday. But, you know, I always tell people this is a marathon, not a sprint. You've got a long season, and it's where you end up more than where you start.
Let's go back to that first game in 1988 where so many people wore tuxedos and there was just this sense of excitement. What is planned for this Wednesday night? Do you have the sense that something like that might happen again?
You know, it's funny you would bring that up, but that's exactly what we're trying to do. We want to recreate that same feel, that same kind of excitement. And our goal was to develop a street-to-seat experience. So as soon as people got out of their cars or off the light rail, that they started to feel the buzz. And from the minute they walked onto the plaza and into the building, they understood that this was a special night. There will be things going on from the minute you come down here until the minute you leave. But when you walk in, you're going to get a commemorative ticket, which I think people are going to be lined up to get because this game, you know, we have 19,000 seats here. We'll be sold out. And I think for years people will be talking about being here. And if they weren't here, they'll wish they were here. So they'll get the commemorative ticket. But to play off of what you said about people wearing tuxedos at the first game, we've created a custom tuxedo T-shirt that we're going to be handing to every single person that enters in. No one's ever done anything like that.
You think some people show up in real tuxedos, though?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm for this game. The talk over social media is incredible. The chatter just seems to pick up.
Obviously, the Hornets are a business. Is this rebranding going to make the team more profitable?
Absolutely. I mean, it already has. I think that investment was well worth it. These season ticket numbers are incredible. The merchandise numbers are amazing. We've seen massive growth on the sponsorship side as well, adding 30 new business partners on that front. So it seems like every part of our business has exploded since we made this transition. So it was a great move for the organization. And I think this is just year one. It's going to pay dividends for many years to come. We were humbled by the outpouring of support, and we're really trying to make this year special for our fans. So, you know, we're looking forward to engaging people at a completely different level than we ever have in the past.
All right. Pete Guelli, Chief Marketing Officer of the Charlotte Hornets. Mr. Guelli, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Duncan.